Metu Netter, Volume 6, The Ra Initiation System, continuing in Chapter 9, on page 119 with Heru. Heru is the divine faculty that communicates to man the knowledge of freedom of the will, i.e. the self. Living by free will is the opposite of living by dictates of emotions, sensuality, and desire. Free will, liberated self, can never come into being as long as one is conceived that emotions, sensuality, and desires are natural to man's self. Recall that man's being is made up of two fundamental, indivisible components: self or consciousness will, and not self or spirit energy matter. Because of the ignorant culture that has dominated the world for the past 2,000 years, people have been crystallized into the false habit of identifying with the not self part of being. Emotions, sensuality, and desires are the energy expressions of the not-self part of being. The chief function of the freedom of the will, the self, is to enable the liberation from the tyranny of emotions, sensuality, and desires, the blind expressions of energy, aspect of being. Are these forces the determining factors of what you eat, how you choose your mates, how you choose your career, friends, etc.? The success of these events in your life is governed by law. To liberate yourself from these energies as a guiding force, you must liberate your will from them. Heru, the son of Auset, and Ausar, the son of man. The liberation of the will or the self is a major theme in Kemetic spirituality. It is allegorized in the story of Ausar and Auset as the immaculate conception of Heru by Auset. Let's begin with the fact that Heru comes into being long after all the other Neteru. He is not one of the original Neter of the Pout. The place that he will reside in is occupied by Heru M. Ma'at Kehent. This is to be seen in the Pout of Anu, the tree of creation which precedes the tree of life. In the former, we have Heru Kent M. Ma'at. This is Heru the elder or the blind. And in the latter, we have Heru, the son of Ausar and Auset. The former is said to be blind because it corresponds to man's inability to see that his will is free prior to his initiation. We must make a hard turn out of the allegory and look at the story of an exposition of deep psychology, spirituality, and religion. Man is endowed by God with all the divine faculties, save one, the one that will save him, her. This faculty, he, she, must give birth to through his or her own efforts. This divinity is then the Son of Man. As the Son of Auset is conceived through meditation on the 11 laws of God, as Ausar is the integral work of the 11 laws in the mind of man, Heru is his son. You need to ponder on the fact that the Kemetic depiction of Auset and Heru as a child, see the Auset card, became the model for the depiction of the Virgin Mary and the child Jesus, and the hundreds of black Madonna statues throughout Europe. Incidentally, why are these virgins black if the ancient Egyptians, as falsely claimed by some, were not black? Conceive Heru through meditations on the 11 laws and put him to work on destroying sin within you, especially in the areas where he shows up in your oracle readings. You can amplify the knowledge of what your liberated self is supposed to look like by studying the stories that depict the lives of the various saviors, Krishna, Jesus, Mithra, etc. Heru, the miracle worker and healer. All the Savior God men have been portrayed in their respective scriptures as miracle workers and healers. These are the unavoidable effects of becoming a God person. Heru, son of Ausar and Auset, is the vehicle of the manifestation of man as a God person on earth. It is a shame that the knowledge of the power of living by miracle, which God intended for all men, has been hidden from mankind as the property of one or a few so-called avatars and so on. The biographies of the men and women of all walks of life in ancient Egypt tell the truth. Reclaim it. Weighing of the heart and of words. The heart that is weighed in the judgment for the certifying a person as a divine being is a symbol from the ab part of the spirit that holds the will, the self. The record of how the man carried out his or her intentions in life. The heart is the weighed against an ostrich feather that symbolizes the laws of God, Ma'at. If your conscience, Ausar, agrees with your freedom from sin, that you have lived in harmony with divine law, then you become a Herupakarat, a God person in the world. This judgment is obviously reckoned from the certain point in the initiation process and is revisited each year at the winter solstice, the year's end of days, end of the cycle. Incidentally, the grand occurrence on this theme will eventuate at the winter solstice of 2012, the end of an important major world cycle. The will. Your will is the chief attribute that separates you from the other creatures. While they must obey the influences and principles operating in their spirit, man is free to choose and decide which way he or she wants to go. We must know that altogether we are free to choose what to follow. We don't have the right to choose whatever we want to do. Only that which is in harmony with all can survive and flourish. Menab discipline. Using your will, the freedom to choose is not based on strength, but on mental skill. It is based on the art of ignoring thoughts, emotions, and sensations. Unwanted thoughts, etc., must never be opposed or confronted. Doing so is focusing attention on them, which leads vitality to them. Given that the will is the channeling faculty of the life force, the technique is to ignore them. In the Kemetic tradition, it is known as Menab en Unk em Ma'at. Freedom to choose. Because people have not been taught the truth about the will, they succumb to the feeling of helplessness when challenged by emotions, thoughts, and sensations. Not only do they give in to them without a fight, they believe that they cannot help themselves, that it is natural to indulge them, i.e. the emotions, etc., are natural responses to the situation. Many people go as far to seek validation for their actions and their feelings. Quote, I could not honestly befriend him because I don't like him. I'm being honest. End quote. Reasoning, circumspection. Logical reasoning from the sound premises is the function of understanding. It is a process of matching the general abstract category to the specific manifestations that correspond to it, or matching species to the general abstract category they have in common. In this manner, the legitimate tie between ideas, events, and objects is established. Visual thinking, the Achit Anku, Aku, consciousness, which is who and what we are, functions predominantly through the right side of the brain, which governs visual thinking, Ma, The root of Ma'at means to see and represents the law of God upon which creation is based. Seeing is a symbolical of verified experience as opposed to hearing, left brain thinking, which is vulnerable to deception. I.e., a test of true experience is the ability to describe what we are using as a premise for reasoning. Seeing someone is more reliable than hearing her voice, which could be a recording. So are you seeing your way through life, or is it hearsay? You believe what you have heard and know what you have experienced. Do you know, understand why you are told to believe in God as opposed to being given the means of experiencing God? People confuse the will with desire. The declaration of a potential act is willed only when there are no emotions behind it. Otherwise, such a declaration is the expression of desire. I will, therefore, one must have risen above emotions in the matter. It is a state of spiritual wakefulness. We know that we are in such a state because we find ourselves opposing our feelings with ideas that have no emotional value to us. It is especially so when such ideas are the Word of God. Heru's personality keynotes: adventurous, alert, ambitious, ardent, authoritative, brave, center of things, commanding, charismatic, circumspect, cool under pressure, courageous, decisive, direct, dynamic, efficient, energetic, enterprising, firm, generous, good-hearted, hard yet understanding, leader, noble, observant, persevering, powerful, responsible, self-willed, valiant, virile, works hard. Heru's energy and mental qualities. Heru's energy is metamorphosized by being mildly hot and dry, meaning that it corresponds to a metabolic state that frees the will, the self, from the emotional control, thus enabling the exercise of free will, freedom to choose to respond with peace and joy to all situations of challenge. Summary of Heru's keynote: the will, as man's freedom to choose how to react emotionally in all situations, circumspections, reasoning, visual thinking as opposed to verbal, menab, the ability to ignore all undesirable thoughts, sensations, and emotions, weighing of the heart, conscience, the judge of will, science, peace, and joy as the only legitimate emotional responses to challenges. You must keep the keynotes of Heru uppermost in mind as you reflect on the qualities of each of its angelic Hekau mantras. Sita El, while breathing in, Unk Hering, while breathing out, Sita El Hara. Bad habits, negative traits, hypocrisy, sex used to gain advantages, egotism, blaming others, destiny for difficulty, promiscuity. Career talents: politics, politician, directors, administrators, financial growth, charisma, self-employment, discoveries. Personal and spiritual development: sincerity to cultivate, mindfulness, menab, cultivating, past lives, recollection through meditations and dreams, challenges, life, self-reliance, ideas opening to new, justice, praying for the transgressors, psychic protection to receive, assaults, protection, accidents with cars, etc., prone to protect. Lauv Ja, while breathing in, Unk Hering, while breathing out, Goth Lauv Ja, O as in oats, Goth Lauv Ja. la'uvja. Bad habits, negative traits, spiritual falsehood, propagators, atheism, atheists, lying. Career talents, philosophy, science, aptitude, discoveries, new scientific, museums. Health, sleep well, too, stress, vary. Personal and spiritual development, pout Netaru to get scientific insight into Netaru's symbolism understanding. Psychic abilities, dreams, revelations. Lila L, while breathing in, Unk Hering, while breathing out, Liha El Ab Gad. While breathing out, Liha El Ab Gad. Bad habits, negative traits, promiscuity, ambition, excessive to curb. Career talents, science fiction writers, astrologers, medical profession, allopathic or alternative, spiritual healing science. Personal and spiritual development, romance, romantic talent, impossible when you have to do the will to use effectively, guardian angel to connect with, to get protection, pout Netaru to get scientific insight into Netaru. Psychic protection to receive, evil people for protection against, vices, extortionists, fraudulent behavior, prostitution, plagiarists. Oma L, while breathing in, Unk Hering, while breathing out, Tura Oma L. Bad habits, negative traits, apathic, children neglects one's own, career talent, entomonists, animal rights advocates, chemists, medical profession, allopathic or alternative, surgeons, student neglect studies, apathic, lazy. Personal and spiritual development, patience, vices, animal cruelty against, prone to, pedophiles. Likab L, while breathing in, Unk Hering, while breathing out, Teldi Likab L. Bad habits, negative traits, usury tendency to, infidelity, disorganization, to reverse, avarice, power, abuse of, evil tendencies, career talents, farmers, veterinarians, sciences, all including astrology. Personal and spiritual development, challenges, life, vices, drug trafficking. Seal Ja, while breathing in, Unk Hering, while breathing out, Seal Ja Hobo Unk. Bad habits, negative traits, aloofness, cold, unhelpful to those in need. Career talents, oracle, diviner, counselors, Osarian initiation to assist, especially. Financial stability, health, equilibrium, lack of tranquilizers, dependency, stressed, vary. Personal and spiritual development, goodwill to nurture, 11 laws of God, community to improve. Psychic ability, dreams, understanding, psychic protection to receive, oppressors to oppose and defeat. Poi L, while breathing in, Unk Hering, while breathing out, Ili Poi L. Bad habits, negative traits, aggressiveness, ambition, excessive to curb, gaudy in dress, pride, excessive, coherence, lacking in, debts to eliminate, pompous. Career talents, language foreign to learn, philosophy, prestige to cultivate, financial stability, world renown to obtain, social standing, good to obtain. Personal and spiritual development, optimism, love for others, cultivate, equilibrium, passion, and reason. Psychic abilities, mind over matter relations, realizations. Vices, falsifier of signatures, contraband. Hara El, while breathing in, Unk Haring, while breathing out, Ella Hara El. Bad habits, negative traits. Fires due to negligence, protection against fraudulent behavior. Career talents, administrators, archivists, biologists, business success, financial counseling services, science aptitude, studies to excel, unknown exploring. Health, illnesses, female reproductive system to heal. Personal and spiritual development, children to make obedient, psychic abilities, mediums, mediumistic ability, healer, mediumistic. Vices, computer hackers, Jabam Ja, while breathing in, Unk Haring, while breathing out, Jabam Ja Aris. Bad habits and negative traits, atheism, atheist, controversy, start to benefit or enjoy, critical negative self and others, incompetence, limitations, places on self and people, speculates in place of seeking facts, self-destructive behavior. Career talents, philosophy, literary aptitude, and careers. Personal and spiritual development, spiritual growth and transformation, addictions to overcome, intuition for spiritual understanding, circumspection to cultivate. And here ends the reading of Chapter 9, Heru, on page 132.